Morning Ireland, it's 9:15 and the last television debate of the US election campaign happened overnight. If you were sleeping soundly, here's a quick recap.
I am the least racist person in this room. I got criminal justice reform done and prison reform and opportunity zones. I took care of black colleges and universities. I can't even see the audience because it's so dark, but I don't care who's in the audience. I'm the least racist person in this room.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire. Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
Catch and release is a disaster. A murderer would come in, a rapist would come in, a very bad person would come in. We would take their name. We have to release them into our country. And then you say they come back. Less than 1% of the people come back. We would say, come back in 2 years, 3 years. We're going to give you a court case. When you say they come back, they don't come back, Joe. Yeah. They never come back. Only the really, I hate to say this, but those with the lowest IQ.
Let's move on to the next section.
Yeah, 525 kids not knowing where in God's name they're going to be and lost their parents. He gets out of the hospital and he talks about don't worry, it's all going to be over soon. Come on. There's not another serious scientist in the world who thinks it's going to be over soon.
President Trump, your reaction?
I say over soon. I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the he has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace.
He says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning.
You know what? North Korea, we're not in a war. We have a good relationship. You know, people don't understand. Having a good relationship
Trump,
with leaders of other countries is
a
good thing.
We have a lot of questions to get to.
Your response. Saying we had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe. Come on.
You can catch that debate in full, by the way, on the RTE News Channel from 9 o'clock this morning. On the line now to give us their takes on the final debate. 11 dates to go, remember, to November the 3rd. Caria Eyehouse from Democrats Abroad Ireland, who was watching and backing Joe Biden, and James Connor of Republicans Overseas Ireland and backing Donald J. Trump. Good morning to you both. And James, I've seen in the initial reaction a lot of Republicans saying they're happier with Donald Trump's performance in this final debate. Was it the same for you, and if so, why?
Yeah, from what I saw, now Donald Trump's demeanor has never bothered me, but for the people who have issue with his tweets and his persona and the normal fiery Donald Trump that we see, I thought he was very what they would call, when I'm doing the air quotes, presidential. He was calm, his demeanor was good, he wasn't yelling. He wasn't interrupting. He was getting his points across. At one point, he even complimented the moderator with the way that she was doing the debate. And I thought that he represented the person that all the people on the fence want to see.
Korea, the preliminary polls say that Joe Biden won. The leader, he still holds a lead in the polls nationally and in many key swing states. But Hillary lost in the last 11 days in 2016, despite her lead in the polls. So how confident are you when you see results like that?
Well, look, you know, Joe Biden won the debate, in our opinion. He didn't win by a little bit. It wasn't even close. It was a dramatic and resounding victory for Biden last night in this debate, in our opinion. What we think is that Biden has shown America really and truly why he's the only candidate in the race who has the temperament to move us forward from these crises. You know, he's summarized how he sees it. It's not about family. You know, his family, our family, it's about everybody's family in America, regardless of whether you're a Democrat, Republican, an independent. He wants to bring everybody together for the good of the nation. You know, we know that it's going to be a race that could very well be close, that it could be days before we get results. We've seen 48.5 million people who've already early voted, which is amazing, 2 weeks before the election. And here in Ireland, you know, we've had 210% over the ballot request that we had in 2016, which is absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that makes us cautiously optimistic because for Democrats abroad, you know, I would say the majority of voters, even living abroad, are leaning Democrat. And so we're very hopeful that Joe Biden will be winning this election on November 3rd.
James, I was struck by Joe Biden's remarks about making a transition in the oil industry into more sustainable energy at the end of the debate. Will that cost him votes in Texas, in Oklahoma, in Pennsylvania? Donald Trump certainly seemed to think so.
Yeah, I imagine it will. I mean, these are big oil-producing states, especially when you consider how much oil has become available, and we've decreased our reliance on foreign oil. But it's not just the oil-producing states. It's also the refineries now. Make no mistake, I'm not saying a place like Philadelphia, my old stomping grounds, will ever go completely red. But there's a lot of refineries there. I mean, you start taking the oil out of the picture, you're going to lose jobs. Same thing in California. You got a lot of oil industry there. Again, not that California is ever going to go for a Republican anytime soon, but you're talking about losing a lot of jobs in that industry.
Or those jobs can be converted. You know, those jobs can easily be moved over into clean energy and into an economic factor that can have an ecological impact that is positive, especially in the world where we have global warming and we need to move away
I'd like to get your reactions to your own candidates and talk about the debate rather than rehearse the debate that the two candidates themselves had last night. Kariya, a question to you. Does Donald Trump have a point when he says if it weren't for the coronavirus, he'd be leading comfortably in this campaign?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot more on the table than just coronavirus. Coronavirus is just one of the topics that are out there. You know, there's various other things, including, you know, the influence of foreign nations, the fact that he hasn't divested himself from his businesses, the fact that he hasn't released his tax returns.
And that's just not true.
The fact that he has, you know, leadership that he has put in that is, you know, nepotistic and has, you know, his kids in the White House, as well as, you know, McConnell's family that is, you know, taking and earning money out of the White House and out of the administration.
Okay, and James, I have a question for you now here as well.
His foreign influence.
James, properly.
I have a question for you now here as well, which is in an election that's pretty much been a referendum on Donald Trump, we saw the argument over healthcare last night. As a Republican, do you think that the Trump campaign was right to not have a platform other than 4 more years of Donald Trump, not to have specifics on healthcare, for instance?
I mean, I'm not sure what specifics people want. See, the thing with the president is he gets asked the same questions over and over and over again, and he gives them an answer, and answer is never good enough, and then he gets asked the same question again, and he gives them an answer, and it's not good enough. I mean, he has clearly said, if we look at the Affordable Care Act, they're going to modify it. I mean, nobody is going to be without health care. But I think more importantly at this point, because Kariya brought up the foreign influence, is that is a very serious topic that needs to be addressed. It is a huge national security threat that doesn't just affect the U.S., but it affects everybody else abroad, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially when you've got people like Rudy Giuliani, that's the president's lawyer, who's about to go testify in a case against Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas for the campaign finance issues that were there. You know, that plays all into it.
A final question to you both. Have you both voted?
Well, how come Joe Biden hasn't denied the laptop?
Absolutely.
The Joe Biden campaign has not denied the laptop.
Okay.
How come Giuliani is on the Borat thing? You know,
right. Well, we're not going. I'll tell you what, Kariya. We are not going to talk about Borat, and we are not going to talk about the laptop. I am very grateful, however, that you have both joined us this morning to talk about the debate on Morning Ireland. So, James Connor and Kariya Ihouse, thank you very much indeed. It's 5 to 9.